I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard, man. Spring has sprung where we are, and I hope it has with you too, man. We had 80 degree days this week. So it's, you know, it's time. Lisa's pressuring me to get the pool open, and I try to do that on Memorial Day weekend every year, and she's wanting it a week ahead now because of this warm weather. So,
oh, yeah. I got the pressure on, too.
Yeah.
I'm in no hurry.
Right. The work starts when that happens every day. Yeah.
I wanted to mention also, last night I ran over to Mount Pleasant to Smith & Sons. My buddy, Jim over there, the bear hunter, always raises a cow for me, and it came in and it was processed, so I got some for you and a couple of my other buddies. Corey and Shasta from Old World got a quarter, and that place is awesome. If you're in the Mount Pleasant area and you want some good meat, go to Smith and Sons. And my freezer is stocked, but I couldn't feel better because I was at Sobey the day before, and he said prices are just going nuts, and with all the weird, this country's in a weird place right now. I feel like there's a drum roll or something, and I hear all kinds of dire predictions about this and that, and gas is skyrocketing. I think things could come to a grinding halt, or something could just go ape, you know what. No matter what, you should be stocking up on anything you can before it gets worse.
Right.
I'm not saying pay a ridiculous price, but I'm glad I locked in at $2.50 a pound for that beef.
Yeah, and then it was, I was too, and that's why I took a quarter of it, because it's just Lisa and I, and for us to eat, you know, 150 pounds of beef is a lot.
Yeah,
and but you know, it's one of those things where this cow that Bob had raised, though, you guys, you got to understand this, that Bob's being generous. He divides the cow up into four pieces, right? Everybody gets a quarter, but evidently this cow that he had raised had a liver that was monstrous, because my quarter of the cow got four full packages of liver. So if he divided that up four ways, that thing is 16 pounds of liver that thing had in it. So you know what? I'm just grateful that they fed that thing well, because I got all this liver and I just, love me some liver.
I think it was a heavy drinker.
Was it? Might have been the heavy drinker that was dividing up the meat, is what I'm thinking. Well, I got home and I'm putting that stuff in my deep freeze,
whatever.
I was the last one to pick up my quarter, so I know what happened. Is every one of these guys was looking over their meat and it's like, I don't want this liver. Throw it in Joppy's box.
No, they had it all boxed up. I separated the one half. So I gave you my liver.
Yeah. Okay. The truth is starting to come out now, guys.
My point is.
So did the other two guys.
My point is, if you can find a deal on meat or any staples right now, gird your loins, because there could be rocky roads ahead, and you'll want to make sure you got food.
Yeah.
What the federal government just did is they're not paying farmers a subsidy this year. They're actually paying them not to raise products. So I honestly, I don't know what's going on, but I see food shortages coming. That's my thought.
Right. And if you're out there and you're listening to us, hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys, and send me a recipe for edible liver, because I don't know if I have one. So
pâté.
Yeah, right. You got to do something to get it to pâté. And
do you like pâté?
I love to party. Yeah.
So free-range chicken. Free range or mass produced? I'll tell you, the big trend is millennials are raising chickens in their backyards. My daughter Maggie and Christian, her husband, they had chickens. I mean, they had more eggs than they could possibly eat. We had the best egg producer ever. We had free eggs all the time, and they're fantastic. A little smaller, but these orange beautiful yolks, they're really more flavorful.
Right. And when you put a fresh egg like that in the pan, it sits up. It doesn't spread out. You crack an egg that comes from the grocery store, it's a few days to a week old when you get it.
But
right?
What's that
through distribution? But that brand new fresh one that came out of the chicken yesterday, that thing, you crack that in a pan to fry an egg, it sits up, man. It just sets her at attention.
Well, if the rooster was on Viagra, that's even more the case.
No, they'll need the free range, man. The ones that run around your daughter's backyard.
What's it, omega-5, omega-7? What is it?
I don't know.
They're full of those really healthy eggs are full of omega something.
Okay.
The omega man.
Right.
Yeah. So, Jop, how do you pick a good chicken? Let's say you're going shopping. How do you pick a good piece of chicken?
Well, you look at it first, but no, you. I think for me to pick a good piece of chicken,
I threw him a third ball.
Yeah, you did. Where I go with that is that I don't like the pieces that are too large. Sometimes they're because they're harder to cook. I'm going to go with the breast. Okay, so many people think
the Amish chickens.
Yeah, so many people think the skinless boneless chicken breast. Are you going to let me finish? The skinless boneless chicken breast that so many people buy, they think that's the best cut of the chicken. To me, it's number two or number three. But sometimes you'll see those in the meat case, and they come to a point on one end, and then they're round on the other, right? Like a chicken breast. But that thing could be like 2.5 inches thick on that thick end. I do not like those. I mean, I don't want the paper thin ones either, but I want it just maybe an inch is all, because when you get that thick end done, that point on there is way overdone, and it's chewy, and you might as well just throw it away. So I like them a little more consistent thickness. That's how I choose skinless boneless breasts anyway.
Can I talk?
Yeah. You can now.
That's quite a role.
Well, you asked the
question. That reminds me of a brisket. Or a tri-tip, they have the same issue. You got a big end and little tail,
right?
Like a swimmer. So with chicken breasts, when I get the big ones like that, I'll do the same thing I do with a brisket, is I will find out where that flat part stops, easy for you to say, and where it starts to get big, and I'll just cut that there.
Right.
And I'll cook those separately. And I do the same thing with a brisket. I cut the flat off it, and I cook the flats and the point separately, and they just turn out better. But with chicken breasts, I've been doing that for a long, long time. It makes that little flat spot taste beautiful, because you bring it to 165 and you don't have the leathery.
And pull it off while the other part's still cooking.
And that's for you to eat while you're cooking the rest.
That's right.
That's a Jop treat.
Right. And you can cut. another thing is, once you cut that heavier piece off, take your knife and go across the piece of chicken and fillet it open, butterfly it, if you will, and make it equal thickness, and that'll work too. But
you wouldn't even have to cut the point off.
Right.
You could just butterfly it.
Right. But at that point, be careful, because once you cut that open, it dries out a little bit quicker. You've got a huge surface where those juices are coming out. The whole breast isn't intact anymore. You've actually cut the muscle before you're cutting it before you're cooking it. And I think it just dries them out a little quick. So
that's not
be careful.
A word.
Right. You know, if you've got a tech like I do, and Bob does, which is an infrared grill, best machine on earth to cook a skinless boneless chicken breast. But anyway.
Yeah. So Trevor's waving at us.
It must be time to go to
my point was
a
the
break
Amish
here.
Chickens that
right?
Sobey sells.
Right.
Big breasts.
Oh, yeah.
Big.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right. They're awesome. All right. Coming up next, I heard those Amish chickens might have orange thighs, too. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.